The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. Today, I have the honor and privilege of welcoming to the show Rihanna Mild. She is a certified global life, dating and relationship coach, certified clinical trauma and addiction professional. She is a number one best-selling author and licensed mental health counselor for over 18 years. Rihanna focuses on increasing clients' personal growth and self-esteem while improving their holistic health. She is known as the life and love transformation expert. Rihanna specializes in helping women and men of all ages get through the impact of past childhood trauma, difficult transitions, and leading them to overall health transformation. Rihanna, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Hello, everyone.
Hello, good to have you on board.
Thank you.
Today, we would love to discuss the 10 most common childhood trauma that impacts 90% of adults in life. And we can segue into how these traumas sabotage business growth and business success.
Sure.
So go ahead and tell us a little more about your work as a life and love relationship coach. What is your story? How did you come to it?
Sure. Well, I've been a psychotherapist for over 20 years now in private practice. I had an office in Atlantic City and called Therapy by the Sea. And then I moved down to Delray Beach in 2014. And it was when I went through a marriage with somebody I adored that we discovered suddenly and by shock, he had an entire secret life. He was fired from his job and we were introduced by his boss. So it was a very difficult situation personally in business because I was a marriage and family therapist. And this is what I call someone who is a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. To the community, socially, he's outgoing, very successful, well-liked, charming. And then he has a whole secret life that nobody knows until his world explodes. And that's what I was a part of. And, you know, I stood up for myself to serve as my own attorney in court and got the marriage annulled and won, which is very rare. The family court judge said, Ms. Milne, in 32 years of being a family court judge, I've only granted one annulment. And he goes, and yours is a second. So he says, I never heard such a complete and thorough case. So as we were annulled, you know, and walking out, he's there. I don't know why I sabotage everything I love. I don't know what's the matter with me. Not that he apologized. He didn't apologize. And I said, well, I'm about to figure it out. So I knew he wasn't, you know, borderline, not really bipolar. It was nothing that I learned in my triple master's in psychology. So when I did the research, which is most of my program, my life and love transformation programs, which I do globally now, it is from the research of over 2 years on childhood trauma. And it kind of opened up when I learned about ACOA, Adult Children of Alcoholics. That was the original term. And they didn't really talk much about childhood trauma, but I could see it. And his father was alcoholic. But then I looked at all my years of experience and I worked with people over 20 years of traumas. I worked in an adolescent drug and alcohol facility. I worked in a child and adolescent hospital wing where they were cutting and suicidal and runaways and, you know, other high risk behaviors. I worked with women of the prison system. I worked in the schools with the kids that were either labeled ADHD, oppositional defiant, or being bullied or being the bullies. from kindergarten all the way through college. So every ounce of experience I've had as a psychotherapist involved people of trauma. So I just pinned all my expertise together, my experience and the research I found, put my program together. And then I came across the Kaiser Permanente group out of San Diego, where you're from. And they did a brilliant study of over 17,000 people of how childhood trauma impacts people when they're older with disease. So fibromyalgia, immune system, there's heart-related diseases, everything is because trauma is stored in the brain and the body's cells. So then I went on to become a certified clinical trauma professional. I'm also certified as a mindfulness coach. And then I just combine all those hats to help my people heal in both life and love. And so that's how I got into it. I do have an online academy too, the Life and Love Training Academy. So people can work with me from around the world, either by Skype, Zoom, if it's a group, or do a home study within my academy.
So it's been a journey here to, you have found your niche and you have found that you get deeper and deeper into it, because now you're looking at the science behind it. You're looking at what happens to trauma if it's not processed properly.
Yes, always. And it's becoming more and more evident. I mean, I'm a voice trying to get it out there, but when Oprah finally came on, I believe it was 2020 or 60 Minutes, and that's on my Facebook page, Coach Rihanna Milne, where she's there. Oh my God, I had no idea this existed. This answers so much for me, because there's so many people. Now that's one area that, some people really excel because they have childhood trauma, and some people don't excel because they're fear-based negative thinkers. They're afraid of change because they just keep longing for security. So it really impacts people in different ways.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the 10 traumas that you, most common 10 traumas that you've seen along the 18 years of your work and that affects adulthood?
Yes. My list is actually different from Kaiser Permanente's list because I used it from my level of experience and came out with it several years ago, even before I saw their study. So I was happy to see some of them pertain, but some were different. So, again, as I go through this list, this is not blame or shame, feeling bad about your past. We're trying to look at your past as a fact, because what you don't acknowledge, you can't change. So that's the first part I always start with my clients. And so as you're little, the first one that was, does your parent have any addiction? So Kaiser names drugs and alcohol. Well, me being an addiction specialist, there's drugs, alcohol, sex, if your client was a cheater, porn, gambling, hoarding, spending, eating, overworking, gaming, TV watching. So there's 11 addictions right there that could have made you feel not as important as what was going on in that household. Second would be verbal abuse, either watching your parents yelling and screaming, which is considered domestic violence, or that verbal violence coming towards you. It could even be as simple as verbal put downs, being told you're not good enough or your opinion doesn't matter, or they are mad at you so they don't talk to you for a day or two, or not even hearing the words, I love you. Okay. So I worked with kids from foster care and adoption, and these are traumas. It's like, no one ever said, I loved you. I don't feel loved, so these are traumas. Some people say, well, words aren't trauma. Well, they are if they're important to you, Trauma plays out different for different people. The next one is emotional abuse or neglect. Then there's physical abuse, beatings, rape or molestation. Now that could have happened inside or outside of the home. There's abandonment. And abandonment to me is identified in two ways. There's no fault abandonment. Like if a parent dies early, if you go off to war, parent goes off to war, or if they're traveling all the time due to their work and that's how they support their family. And I said, that's one I have. My dad was like James Bond. He was CIA and FBI. We didn't know. We also never knew where he was. So for a little girl that loved her dad, it's like, when's dad coming home? You feel that sense of abandonment. And if a fault abandonment would be if your parent never is involved with your life, if there's a divorce and they rarely see you or they don't keep their promises to you. And, you know, those are examples where the child does feel abandonment. The next one is if you were part of adoption, foster care, or you had to go live in another household because mom or dad couldn't take care of you, that even means grandma's house or your aunt and uncle's house or a friend's house. Trauma number 7 is the most common. This is personal trauma. This is leaves you with a feeling of, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. And this is where it can play out two ways in business, Lanid. It could be like Oprah's case where she was trying to get into broadcasting and was overweight. And she was told her skin was too dark. So she had all these things she was fighting, what it only made her fight more. Mm-hmm. But she said her sense of unworthiness, you know, and wanting to get out of her very traumatic childhood of lack and poverty, which comes from trauma number 9. But, you know, she had this not feeling good enough and wanting to prove to the world she was. Okay. So she became a very good success story due to her trauma. But then there's other people that do not because they're afraid to take that chance in life. So very often it's interesting, when you don't feel you have accolades or love at home, sometimes you just really start excelling in school. Mm-hmm. You become the teacher's pet. Mm-hmm. You know, you get accolades from your teachers. Good job. Mm-hmm. Wow. You're one of my favorite students. You know, hearing things like this from either a teacher or a coach can go a really long way mm-hmm. for kids that don't feel good enough. So that's a big one. The next one is sibling trauma, number 8, and either your sibling you perceived as being more loved. They were either more athletic, more handsome or beautiful, or more intelligent, and you just felt like second best. Or they bullied you, or they were born with a medical issue which commanded more time from mom and dad. Number 9 is 2 categories, and there's actually more traumas than 10, but when I speak, I only talk about 10 because time is limited. But this one has 2 categories, family trauma and community trauma. So community trauma is our mass shootings, our shootings within the schools, and nature and how it impacts our communities with floods, fires, hurricanes, mudslides, volcanoes. Those types of things are devastating, especially, you know, for adults. But can you imagine little children involved with these things? And then the other one is family trauma. So if you grew up remembering always feeling in lack or poverty or struggling, where a lot of people in single mom homes did, you know, moms were holding down 2, 3, 5 jobs. I held on 5 jobs at one time raising my girls. So, you know, it's, you know, and the balance of, are we okay? Are we okay? So feeling that lack of security. And if a parent was incarcerated, if you moved a lot, our military families move a lot. So those are under those categories. And the last one is if your parent had a mental health issue. So that could, the most devastating is bipolar, manic depressive, or borderline, which is like fast trigger anger. When they're good, they're great. But when they're bad, they're horrid. And kids never know what they're going to get, which leaves them in a high state of anxiety. So those are the 10 traumas that I identify on my checklist.
Wow, that's an intensive list, and it's all encompassing.
Yeah. So that's why 90% of people have childhood trauma, and they just think they don't have trauma. And then they hear the list, they're like, well, yeah, I had 3 or 4 of those, you know. And then we go deeper in how this comes out in your love relationships, or how it's holding you back or sabotaging you in life or in business.
Yeah. So give us a little snippet of how these, I'll pick 1 or 2 that can actually, how it affects your adult life later on and love relationships.
Okay, let's talk about love. So people pleasing, a lot of women do people pleasing. Where's that come from? That might come from an example, a little girl growing up with an alcoholic mom who's very difficult. So she gets the siblings together, packs the lunches, gets them dressed into the bus stop. She does constantly to get love and to feel love. So this becomes her normal. So if she marries, very often they come into me as a couple and I hear, Rihanna, I do so much for everybody. I love them so much. Nobody does for me, you know, and then they're angry, they're resentful, they're exhausted because they keep overdoing to get love or to feel love. So that one is very common around women. Let's see, jealousy and control. That comes from trauma number 7, mostly not feeling worthy enough, not good enough, and feeling different, and or verbal abuse. You know, you're no good. Your opinion doesn't matter. So those are just 2 examples of like 24 combinations that I have put together. The codependent relationships come from abandonment, fear that your partner's going to leave you because you were left in some capacity as a child. So you hang on too tight. So that could be jealousy and codependency. Addiction always comes from childhood trauma. And this is why very often the rehabs aren't working. They're set up almost to fail because they keep wanting the clients to come back, right? That's how they make their money. Nobody's addressing the core issues of childhood trauma and how to heal from this. And that's what I do.
That's fascinating work. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Gary Chapman as I listen to you talk, right? The 5 languages of love and how to effectively communicate. Mm-hmm. In loving relationship, because what your love language is different. It could be different from mine. And it's knowing how to decipher how to love somebody, because it's not one glove fits all.
Yeah. You know, I read that book. I'm like, well, I want all 5. You know, why can't I have all 5? I like all of it. So, but the problem is with communication. If you do not understand your partner's past childhood trauma, then very often you take what they say as an insult personally, when they could be reacting from a wound that is not healed. So when I work with both singles and couples, straight LGBT clients from 16 to 76, my oldest client was 73. No, wait a minute. I had Monica. She was older. So this works for anyone. But the thing is, you know, if that's not healed, you're bringing all these wounds into this partnership. And if you don't settle them, this is why our divorce rate is so high. You know, people don't know how to communicate and understand each other. So each person's wounds must be healed individually. And then I teach them to communicate around their core issues or problems, why their problems exist. And then they have a whole brand new way of understanding and communicating around them.
Yeah. And that doesn't just affect them. If there's healthy communication, it will affect the kids, parents, right?
Oh, absolutely. Childhood trauma is proven to go through the generations. I mean, that's like 99% certain. So if you heard yourself having any of those traumas, likely mom or dad had them. And so they're showing now at least 3 generations. So your parents, your grandparents, and we can stop the pattern. Everyone that I work with that is a parent, I help them reparent, because they usually come to me and the relationships are strained with their children. Even if there was a bad marriage and the mom might have left, the kids still carry the trauma. So now they're mad that the family's broken up, but they know mom had to do it, but they're still angry kids. So if your kids, I've worked with so many of them, if they're showing any signs of depression, anxiety, suicide, I can work with them through the computer. They prefer that than walking into a counselor's office where everyone's staring at them. You know, kids love to work with me, but through computer. I just now have tailored my program to work with teens on up. There's a lot of kids going off to college. They don't know what they want to do. They feel guilty their parents are spending the money. They don't have their mindset wrapped around, I don't know what I want to do. So I do life coaching around that. Let's get it down. Let's make you feel excited about this. And then I coach them through college. And on the back end, when they're done college and they come home and they can't find their way, I don't know what I want to do. I can't find a job. They try 5 things. They get turned down. They're depressed. So I do life coaching around that. So it really impacts in so many areas.
Well, how does one begin to break that cycle that we're talking about, that pattern that keeps reoccurring from, you know, parents, yeah, grandparents? What are some steps to start breaking it, that curse?
Well, ideally in trauma, it's a 6-month pattern of changing everything, the way you think, the way you act, the way you eat, sleeping patterns. It's holistic, mind, body, spirit, right? So my programs are 3-month or 6 months, because 3 months we make really great improvement. 6 month is ideal. And so, you know, the first way is starting with acknowledgement of what traumas do you have. So I call that, you know, module 1 is awake to awareness. We have to be aware of what you went through, how you went through it, and we have to address the traumas. That's part one. Then part two is working on the goals of the ideal life that you want. What would that look like? Now I have to get them. It's like a rainbow. It's a journey. They're going up this hill of getting rid of the traumas. They start it. They don't know what they don't know. And then they slowly get this education. My workbook's 150 pages. And then I have two books, Live and Love Beyond Your Dreams, which are part of this course. And so their journey is they go up, but they'll slip and they'll go up the hill and they'll slip. And eventually they get to the other side where the pot of gold is, because that's full awareness. They go from unconscious thinking to positive thinking, full conscious awareness. And then part, you know, two, we do balance in life. We do mindset work. They do meditation. I do vitamin therapy. None of my people are on psychotropic drugs. So I use all vitamin therapy, meditation for trauma. And that gets rid of the anxiety and the depression, high blood pressure, extra weight gain, because cortisol goes down. So there is science to the healing, right? Because trauma is tied to the brain and the body. So there's a lot of steps in between, and everyone is different who comes to me. So it's not identical programs. The research of the information I put together is, but I have to coach people individually according to what their experience was. And that's how it works. And then they get full understanding of what to do. And even if they're triggered, they say, okay, I know this is coming from this, and they know how to talk themselves down from it, go through the breath sequence to calm any of the vitals down, like the anxiety or their heart racing. They're a little afraid. They learn to look at, I just had this conversation yesterday. It's amazing. Someone said, well, I'm afraid I'm going to fail, so I don't go for my dreams in business. Well, that's holding her back from her dreams. So I talk to them. It's like, you have to look at failure. It's just, this is just another lesson learned. I'm one step closer to winning. Yay. You know, so that's the difference in mindset, fear-based negative thinking versus positive, proactive results, you know, and from the dark side, that's called reactive. The living in the light is proactive. There is also very much a spiritual component to my coaching, because I really do believe faith is a big part of healing. It's not religion, but it's a higher power concept of spirituality.
It's having hope, knowing that things can get better. It's hoping that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Expecting the light.
Yeah.
We know there's light. There's light every day. So it's the way we look at our day. And that goes into the morning routine.
Yeah. Let's get right into it. What is your morning routine?
Well, the first thing I make sure is it's very important for healing the brain and trauma to have 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep. So I have a set routine. You should put your body into a body clock, and even on the weekends, wake up the same time. So my routine is 11:30 to 7:30. I wake up with the sun. I stay in bed to do stretching for about 10 minutes, because that's when your muscles are the warmest and it's really good. It's almost like yoga stretching, but you do it while you're under your covers, so you're nice and warm and your body stretches really well. Then before I get out of bed, I think of the three goals of the day that I must do and what order I need to do them first. Because once you get out of bed, everything starts, you know, then your mind starts racing. Your senses are all engaged. So it's harder to have your clearer thinking. So I come up with my three must-tos. And then if I have time, I'll do this and this. Mm-hmm. And I take a shower. And when I'm dressed, do hair, makeup. When I'm dressed, I come out, I sit down, I do my 15 minutes of meditation every day. And it is proven in science, quantum physics, that it lowers, again, anxiety, depression, cortisol, blood pressure, and raises dopamine and serotonin levels of the brain, which are your happy chemicals. It is still the number one recommended thing to do for trauma. And people say, oh, it's so easy. But my clients have a certain type of meditation that we do to help them with their healing even more so. If I have an interview that day, I usually do not exercise. If I don't, because I am on camera a lot. So my hair and makeup has to be done first thing. If I don't, then I exercise that morning. I often do exercise on the weekend when I can relax and enjoy it. I do what's called EMS, electronic muscle stimulation exercise, which is like one 20-minute workout equals about 7 to 8 and 1 hour and a half workouts. So I can do that once a week with 2 days of cardio and I'm set. I do my phone calls after 10 because I figure most people like peace in the morning like I do. And then I do my interviews and see my clients from 11 a.m. on. That way I'm done the busy work, done the emails, put out any fires I need to put out. And then the rest of my routine is I don't eat a breakfast. I'm pretty much on a keto diet mm-hmm. for my health, which is really good also for brain health mm-hmm. and gut health. So I don't eat until around 11:30, 12. Now I may have bone broth as a snack, or I might have a really healthy salad with some fruit like blueberries put in there and some really healthy things. And then I'll have a meat like a steak, a turkey or a chicken around 4 to 5 o'clock. And then I don't eat after 6. First thing in the morning and last thing before bed, I will take my apple cider vinegar with a glass of cold distilled water and lemon with a scoop of collagen, which is anti-aging and good for your skin and your tissues and your joints and everything else. So
your hair, your nails.
That's it. So I do that twice a day.
I put that in my smoothie too in the morning. I do a green smoothie and I add collagen in it because it helps. It also gives you energy.
Yes. Now I have that green shake as well, which I love. And that's kind of a snack. If I'm really hungry at night for some reason, I'll have a glass of that. Mm-hmm. Or that could be my 11:30 snack if I don't want to, you know, make time for a salad. And then I'll eat around 3 a full dinner, mm-hmm. lunch dinner, I call it.
Yeah. There are tons of benefits for apple cider vinegar. I actually take a shot of it myself on a daily basis. It's good for regulating blood pressure.
Yes. It's good for so many things.
It helps with sleep at night as well. And a lot of people cannot fathom or get past the harsh scent and the bitter taste, acidic.
Well, that's why I mix it with a full glass of water mm-hmm. and I put a lemon wedge. I squeeze a lemon in there and that makes it so much easier to tolerate. And then you just get used to it.
And that's a good tip right there because it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
It is worth it.
Your keto diet, I am fascinated by that because I did keto for 3 months. I did a 21-day fast on just liquid. Ooh. Yeah, just liquid. And when I broke the fast, I decided to revamp and change my whole diet to just keep it going because I was so much healthier.
That's right.
And the mental clarity that I got, I did not want that to leave. And so I started the keto diet where, go ahead and tell us a little bit about keto and ketosis. What is that?
Well, they give the numbers 12 and 3, 12 hours without eating and 3 hours don't eat before bed. Mm-hmm. But I do a little bit stricter regimen where I don't eat from like 6 to 12. So that's 18 hours. That's if you work your way up to that mm-hmm. and your body gets very used to it. And then you eat in that hour of 12 to 6. You know, in that time frame, that's when you're eating your main meals. And keeping in that state of ketosis, I just say, is good for the microbiome, the gut health, the brain, everything, sleep cycle, like you said. And, you know, I didn't ever do the fast. Mm-hmm. I just do this on a daily basis. Now, you know, I occasionally, if I'm traveling or if I have company in, then that changes up because I'm entertaining. But for the most part, when I'm, you know, working in my home, I can follow it pretty simply. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I call, what I help my people with is called the God diet. Simply eat what God provides, nothing from a package. Mm. So your berries, your nuts, even if you're drinking milk, almond milk, coconut milk, fish, you know, fresh fish, wild caught, not farmed, low level animals, turkey, chicken. But keto said, you know, protein from beef is okay as long as it's organic. Everything should be organic. There's too many toxins in our environment. I just got done listening to a wonderful Alzheimer's summit that just said, you know, stay away from the toxins, definitely go all organic. You know, watch your water you're drinking from what plastics or from, you know, a sterile steel container, you know, so you have to look at everything because the Alzheimer's rates just keep going up and so does illness. And people, well, there, why so much illness? Well, there's so much stress in our life.
Right.
And then stress on top of the childhood stress that was never healed. These emotional triggers come more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And they're never healed. So this is why it's so important to get the word out about, you know, childhood trauma, what it does in life, business, and in love. And in love, it's wreaking havoc in relationships.
Yeah, I love how you tied it back together, that it's all interchanged.
Yes.
It's all interchangeable, and it's definitely necessary. Yeah, so I love how you tie it back together because trauma it can affect you long term, and if it needs to be dealt with properly by seeking help, seeking help like yourself who is licensed and who can actually provide the treatment necessary to overcome trauma, overcome abuse, and overcome any transition from childhood difficulties to it, so that doesn't affect your business later on in life. It doesn't affect your love life. It doesn't affect your parenting skills. Things are already difficult as they are. Why not simplify it? Why not deal with the thing at hand so that tomorrow can be better? It's like one less thing to worry about because there's going to be trials and error, and life is going to throw stuff at you regardless.
That's right.
And I'm a big fan of treatment. And I was molested and I told my audience, aww, already know this. I was molested as a child, but I took the necessary steps to heal. And that's why today I can talk about it openly.
That's right.
To everyone. Cause now I can focus on different things. I can focus on being a wife. I can focus on being a business owner. I can focus on being, a podcast host and writing content and changing people's lives. Because when things hold you back, your brain capacity cannot hold all of it. You need to make room.
Yes, for sure. And I have a free ebook for your listeners too. If they want more information, if they were driving and couldn't take the 10 checklist information, I just suggest when you do take this little quiz that you look at all 10 for yourself and then a partner that you've struggled with and then maybe your mom and dad. And that's really good information for me. And you can get this right off my website, the test. There's like 4 love tests, free love tests. Or if you want the full ebook that goes into this information more, that's at havetheloveyoudeserve.com. Havetheloveyoudeserve.com. And then my website is my name, RhiannaMilne.com. So you'll see the 4 love tests that go deeper into asking you questions around this, as well as you can see my podcast, Lessons in Life and Love, is on there. Mm-hmm. And free chapter downloads from Live and Love Beyond Your Dream is on there as well.
Rihanna, I thank you so much for your insight today. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And I really appreciate you helping spread the word on, this information. And I just want to encourage your listeners, the time is now. Don't wait. Create that life that you really desire and have the love that you deserve.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.